Felix couldn't believe his ears. "That's ridiculous," he said. The major, who had replaced the now-dead colonel as CEO, looked up suddenly. "Is that what you think?" was his surprisingly calm reply. Felix noticed that the other members of the command staff were also watching him. He ignored them.
"I have no command experience," he said. "This is my first drop."
"Your first drop," repeated the major idly, as if even then he couldn't believe it. "Yes, I had heard that. Remarkable." Felix peered quizzically at the major, at the others, wondering why he couldn't seem to get through.
"Get someone else," he said abruptly.
"There isn't someone else," said the major. "All your officers are dead."
"Get a non-com, then," persisted Felix. "A sergeant."
"No."
"Don't say no, just do—"
"No,"
said the major flatly, his voice now carrying an edge.
"Why not? Why can't you just—"
"Because you're the one they want,"
blurted the major suddenly. The anger in his voice now bristled.
"What?"
asked Felix, equally angry.
"Who wants?"
"The warriors. Your warriors."
Felix was disgusted by this.
"They don't even know who I am."
"Not your name, maybe, but they do know who you are. And they want the scout."
Felix stared at the major, at the others.
"This is insane."
"Yes,"
replied the major firmly.
"You're out of your mind."
The major finally had had enough.
"I'm out of officers, Felix. That's what I'm out of. Now you just stand there and shut up while I give you a couple of facts of war. One, of the 642 survivors from your original assault force of 10,000, only 285 are combat ready. Got that? Now, two, of the 2,300 I dropped with, over 600 died the first minute because of those goddamn ant missiles homed in on the transit beacon, that so-called hammer of yours. Of the remaining 1,600 or so, more than 300 lost effective suit function or were killed outright when that maniac blew his suit. Three, of the people that leaves me, only 90% are combat warriors. The rest are medical, supply, and maintenance types, which leaves a grand total, if you can count, of less than 1,500 available combat personnel. Four, the Terra cannot pick us up for another 18 standard hours. Five, this damned mesa can't be held with what we get for 1 hour, even at night. And last, but not least, six, the sun is coming out, now."
Involuntarily, Felix followed his gaze toward the lightening sky.
"And so, Felix, who thinks that this is insane, and who is dead right about that anyway, what the hell are we going to do?"
"We're going to die," Felix thought.
But he couldn't say that. Or maybe, he thought again, he should. Why shouldn't he? He looked again at the major standing there aggressively a few meters away and thought about the man's tone, about his fear. He said nothing, finally. He simply met the major's piercing gaze. After a few seconds of this, the major broke the silence.
"Well, I'll tell you, Scout, what we're going to do. In less than one standard hour, we will assault the Knuckle en masse."
"Assault?"
repeated Felix dully.
"Attack, Felix. In 1 hour, we attack."